Good morning, competitor. It's Jake, your chief encouragement officer, and I want to welcome you to this episode of the Compete Every Day podcast. Whether it's your first episode or you've been with us for all 783, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're starting a brand new week with me. It's Monday. We're talking about leadership, and one of the things that we know gets in the way of leaders becoming great is ego. It is the intoxicating feel of once we've, quote, arrived at a certain level, we're too good for certain things. And a lot of times I think about this in terms of learning. I shared this in my coffee and coaching quick video I did on Monday morning. If you are part of our free Facebook group or you're in our Circle app, which is a way cooler place to hang out because you're not going to get sucked into a Facebook feed, and you can join for free at competitornation.com. On Monday mornings, I'm doing just a quick 5 to 15 minute video over a cup of coffee with a lesson. And specifically, last week as I was sharing this lesson, it was about the idea of learning. Who are we learning from? Most often when we think about learning, we're looking to people who are ahead of us, people who have the experience, people who have the wisdom on us, people who have achieved the thing we want to achieve, whether it's financial, relational, physically. We're always looking at the one ahead to learn from them. And it's very easy as we grow to dismiss those behind us, to only focus on learning from who's ahead and to dismiss or ignore those beside us and those behind us. And I was really struck by that when I was listening to a podcast by former NBA player J.J. Redick. J.J. was my favorite college basketball player of all time when he was at Duke. He had this swagger. He had this just killer shot. And I remember just kind of following J.J.'s career throughout the pros when he was in Orlando and the Los Angeles Clippers. And I was excited when he got to spend a year in Dallas despite being hurt most of it. And JJ now is really famous. He's got a media company he's built, and he's got a podcast called The Old Man and the Three. And because of that, JJ is very much around the game. And so recently he was discussing, actually as a podcast guest on the Andrew Schultz Show, around the story of Kobe Bryant. And what JJ shared is when he was just finishing up in college, he got named to the national basketball team. So essentially Team USA that goes and plays in the World Championships and the Olympics. This is where they go, right? We know the Dream Team from the 90s, and we know some of the struggles after the Dream Team. And so in the early-ish 2000s, JJ gets named to the team. So his first year, he can't participate. He's hurt. Second year, he goes out there, and Kobe's on this team. And Kobe, at this time, is the best player in the NBA. JJ's a guy just fresh out of college. He was the best player in college, but still, we're talking about college versus the NBA. That's a whole different world. And after the first practice, Kobe walks up to JJ and asks him if he wants to practice together later. He's like, hey, can we go shoot some spot shots together post-practice shooting? And JJ's like super excited. He's like, oh man, Kobe's being nice. Kobe wants to practice with me. It's going to help me get better. And JJ said on the podcast, as I realized, I get to like my third shot and I realize every time I go up and shoot, he's studying me. Like he's shooting, but he's asked me to shoot with him so he can pick up on something that I do during my shot. JJ was one of the most accurate shooters in basketball. He was a college basketball player, one of the best players in the game. He was known for being a killer shooter from the mid-range and outside. And now, Kobe, despite being the best player in the NBA, wanted to study JJ to see what his form looked like. How did he set up his shot? How did he go into follow-throughing his shot? He was always looking to get better. And so here was an opportunity to where one of the best players at the pro level decides, hey, I want to spend some time with one of the best players at the college level that's below me, that's behind me, so I can study what they do really well and see what I can learn and apply to my game. How often do we take that same approach going into the workplace? That coworker who's less experienced and younger than us, but does a really good job at connecting with their teammates. That person that is only in year one or two of their business while we've been in year five or six, but they crush it with their social media content and how they're consistently able to put that out. How often do we simply dismiss the people who are younger than us, behind us, We chalk it up to luck, to factors, to all sorts of things, instead of simply saying, hey, what can I learn from that person? If we're truly committed to excellence as leaders and growing throughout our career, getting better every single day, then we have to be open to learning from anyone and everyone around us, not just the people who are ahead of us, because we can truly learn something from everyone. Sometimes we can learn things that we don't want to do, but a lot of times we can learn things that other people do well and how we can take a piece of that and apply it to our journey, because every single person has something to teach us if our ego isn't getting in the way of that. And so going into this week, are you open to learning? Are you serious about getting better? Because if you are, it's not just the people ahead of you that are going to teach you something. It's the ones all around you. So open up your eyes. See what you can learn today and find a way to get better so you can go make a better impact on others. Go win your day today, competitor. You know I'm cheering for you. Thanks again, competitor, for tuning in to another episode of the Compete Everyday Podcast. This is Jake Thompson, your Chief Encouragement Officer, and I'm glad you're here because that means you're a driven leader who wants to maximize your performance and pursue greatness in every area of your life. To learn more about Compete Every Day, get involved in our leadership cohort, or find resources to help you lead better and succeed more, visit CompeteEveryday.com. I'll see you next episode.